wonder boy. And long ago the hour I know I first saw in the night, but time nor tide or waters wide could wean my heart away. Forever true it flies to you, my own dear Galway bed. Oh, gray and bleak by shores and creek, the rugged rocks abound, but sweet and green the grass between, as grows on Irish ground. So friendship for the love that lives always, bless every home beside you found, my own dear Galway bed. Had I youth's blood and hopeful mood and a heart of fire,
good evening everybody and welcome along to another edition of Ireland Calling. I hope everybody survived the celebrations down here in New Zealand for St. Patrick's Day. They're still continuing in many parts of the world and we cover some of the stories on the programme tonight. You're listening to Ireland Calling, which is brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. Welcome along, whether you're listening in Auckland, Wellington, Christchurch or around the world, and hopefully you can stay with us tonight. We bring you an interview with the Minister of State, Noel Grealish, Galway man who has been here for the last 10 days promoting Ireland. I caught up with him on Saturday at the Irish Centre in Auckland. We'll play that interview later on tonight. We have a few tributes to pay to people tonight on the programme, a number of requests to play. And most of our music on the show tonight will be by Galway singer Dolores Keane. Dolores passed away on Monday after a brief illness. She was 72 and from a great musical family. And we opened up the show there with her version of Galway Bay. And we're going to continue with another song, which was a big hit for her, along with Mary Black and Emmy Lou Harris back in the early 90s from the album Bringing It All Back Home, with their version of Sunny.
Sunny, don't go away. I'm here all alone. Your daddy's a sailor. Nights are so long, silence goes on, I'm feeling so tired, not all that strong. Sunny lives on a farm,
What an appropriate song there. Sunny on a beautiful sunny Wednesday morning here in Auckland as we recover in New Zealand from the great celebrations back in St. Patrick's Day. I know in Auckland there was lots of events over the weekend. The Hugh Green Group Parade was a great success, the music festival, the events at the Auckland Irish Society on Saturday, Sunday, and again yesterday. Congratulations to all involved. It was lovely to be at the Irish Club for quite a few hours yesterday in Auckland, celebrate Mass in the morning and to remember all the members of the Irish community that passed away over the last 12 months. And it was a beautiful day here and a great setup. So I'm sure the organisers there will be busy tidying up over the next day or two. So what's the big news in Ireland? Well, Taoiseach Micheál Martin had a sit down with President Trump this afternoon, and you'll see the pictures all over the world in all the Irish newspapers. It's a nice picture of Trump. He did most of the talking along with Micheál Martin, and of course the Iran war dominated the conversation. Micheál Martin did invite him to come to Ireland for the Irish Open in September, which has been held at Doonbeg in County Clare, which is owned by the Trump family. And he hopes to come for that. He thinks we still have a male Irish president. Somebody asked him about President Connolly's comments a few weeks ago relating to the war. And he said he's lucky. He is lucky, referring to President Connolly. So he may not know we have a new president in Ireland. So we'll have to wait and see. But overall, Micheál Martin controlled himself very well. And I'm sure we'll be happy. But the celebrations continue over there tonight. He's got to present the bowl of shamrock to him later when there's a big function. Of course, some of the left-wing politicians in Ireland are still complaining that Micheál Martin actually went over there to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. But I think, as you'll hear in the interview with Minister Grealish later, I think about 37, 38 ministers, senior and junior ministers, have been flying the Irish flag around the world. So it was important for, Micheál Martin to be basically over there flying the Irish flag. All right, we're going to continue. First request tonight, request for two young girls celebrating their 19th birthday this week, Ella and Millie Brohan, and their mum Anne-Marie is from Spancel Hill in County Clare, and she listened tonight to the programme in Tiamu to hear, new listener to the programme. So happy birthday to the twins on the 22nd of March. And I hope, Anne-Marie, you like this particular song. Of course, Christy Moore and Spancel Hill. And hopefully you'll be tuning in regularly from now on.
Last night as I lay dreaming of pleasant days gone by, my mind been bent on rambling to Ireland's isle did fly. I stepped on board of a vision and I followed with a will, and I shortly came to anchor at the cross of Spancel Hill. And delighted by the novelty, enchanted by the scene, where in my early boyhood so often I had been, I thought I heard a murmur, and I think that I hear it still. It's the little stream of water that flows down Spancel Hill to amuse a passing fancy. I lay down on the ground where all my school companions and they shortly gathered round. When we were home returning, oh, we danced with right goodwill to Martin Moylan's music at the cross of Spancel Hill. It'd been on the 23rd of crowns the sand of the day. The young, the old, the brave and the bold, they came to sport and to kill. There were curious combinations at the cross of Spence and Hill. Then I went to see me old neighbours to hear what they might say. The old ones were all dead and gone, and the young ones turn and grey. I met with the tailor quickly, he's as brave as ever still. Sure he used to mend me breeches when I lived in Spansley. Paid a flying visit to my first and only love. She's white as a lily, she's gentle as a dove. She threw her arms around me, said, "Johnny, I love you still." Oh, she's Mac, the ranger's daughter, she's the pride of Spence Hill. I dreamt I stooped and kissed her, as in the days of yore. She said, "Johnny, you're only joking, as many's the time before." Then the cock, it crew in the morning, oh, it crew both loud and shrill. And I walked in California, many miles from Spencer Hill.
You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. Well, the big news in Ireland on Monday morning, the early hours of Monday morning, was that Jesse Buckley from Killarney in County Kerry won the Oscar for the best actress for her part in the movie Hamnet. Huge celebrations, and she was on the front page of every paper in Ireland and website on Tuesday, and a wonderful, wonderful ambassador for Ireland. And she gave a wonderful speech and finished with a couple of vocal Oscaralia. And Ireland had another person that won an Oscar as well. He's part of the Weta team from Wellington, and they were involved in Abitur. And God, I can't think of his second name. James is his first name, but that's his third Oscar for special effects. So great news for the Irish film industry with the success, and no doubt it'll be just more and more success for Jessie Buckley as she continues her career in the acting world, which is a tough, tough work. As I said, tonight we're paying tribute to Dolores Keane, who passed away aged 72 at the weekend. I met Dolores here. She was part of the Guinness Celebration of Irish Music that came down here in the early 90s. And I remember a great night at the Irish Club after the show here in Auckland with Donna Lunny, Mary Black, Neil Cobain, and many more. But this is a song that she's made famous. It's called Caledonia.
I don't know I've been afraid that I might drift away. I've been telling all the stories, singing songs that make me think about where I come from. That's the reason why I seem so far away.
Yes, the great Dolores Keane, late Dolores Keane there, who passed away from a wonderful musical family in Carlostrand in County Galway. And I just listened to an interview that she did last year on RTE Radio. It's an hour-long documentary, well worth listening to if you get a chance. And, you know, it's her voice is there when she was singing as a young girl, and how she started off. She had a tough old life. She worked in the potato factory in Tune for a while, and then, you know, joined Joe Donnan, and we'll have a song, the first song that made her famous, Ramblin' Irishman by Joe Donnan, later on the program tonight. So many, many tributes being paid to Dolores over the last 24 hours since news of her death broke on the early hours of Tuesday morning here in New Zealand. Wonderful, wonderful person. want to continue. I want to pay a tribute to another lady that passed away on St. Patrick's Day, Frankie Green. Frankie, sister of the great supporter of Ireland Calling, the Hugh Green Group of Hugh, and her last surviving brother, John, still living in Auckland. And I just want to offer my condolences to all the Green family, to Mary Ann, who's very close to Frankie, who lives down in Arrowtown, and indeed all the members of the Green family living here, and some living back in Ireland. And Frankie was born on 18th of August 1944 and died on an appropriate day, St. Patrick's Day. And in memory of Frankie, we've got Paul Brady, and he's singing The Homes of Donegal.
Oh,
You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Greene Group. And that was Paul Brady and the Homes of Donegal. And that song was played to the memory of Frankie Green, who passed away on St. Patrick's Day. And Frankie was a regular listener. I sent her quite a few links to the program and enjoyed listening to it. And she loved spending time here in New Zealand with all her family and friends. And I know many tributes have been paid to her over the last 24 hours since that news of her death. Well, as I said, Minister of State Noel Grealish has been in New Zealand for the last week and at various events from Christchurch to Auckland to Palmerston North to Wellington, and catching up with some relatives as well. There's quite a few Grealishes living in Wellington and down in Gisborne. So on Saturday, after the Barbarians rugby game, I caught up with him at the Irish club and started off by welcoming him to New Zealand. You've been here just less than a week now, but you've been very busy. Tell us about some of the events you've attended over the last few days.
Yes, it's been a very busy itinerary. My role in COVERIC is Minister for State, with responsibility for new markets, food promotion, research and development. And a big element of my trip is to do with the research and development programs. Ireland and New Zealand have joint research programs in place, which is very interesting that I met with the various projects that we're funding here. We fund them to the tune of 10 million euro, which is co-funded by the New Zealand government also. We met a number of professors in the Lincoln University, and how this came about was that Ireland and New Zealand are probably technically nearly the same, the climate, the landscape, farming. So we were doing research in Ireland to produce new thing, to produce better type quality beef, better type quality cattle. New Zealand were doing the same. So we decided that we would work together as considered duplicating research programs, if we work together as one unit. So we've met a number of universities, particularly Lincoln University, and we visited a number of farms. So it's very interesting to see where the money has been spent and the results coming from that.
It's a busy week, it's a busy time of the year, and it's a great day to promote Ireland worldwide. It's amazing the publicity St. Patrick's Day gets every year around the world.
Yes, this year is the biggest exodus, as we call it, of ministers worldwide. 38 ministers have travelled abroad to various countries around the world, and some ministers are visiting two and three countries. I got the best pick, I have to say, in New Zealand. And I have to say, I'm very impressed with the Irish diaspora here in New Zealand, including yourself, the tremendous work that you do to keep the Irish culture alive, keep the Irish tradition alive. We have a good team here with Ambassador Jane Connolly and her deputy, Paul O'Hara, who do tremendous work. But at the end of the day, it's the permanent ambassadors that we have here, like yourself and like the Irish, that have come over here and made New Zealand their home. And just particularly in Christchurch, where I met a lot of people that have come after the earthquake that time, and unfortunately 185 people, including two Irish people, lost their lives. But a lot of people came to help rebuild Christchurch, and they've settled, married local ladies, settled down, and now have called New Zealand their home. And it was kind of moving to visit the memorial wall with the mayor of Christchurch and lay a wreath on behalf of the Irish government in honour of the two that passed away, during the two Irish people that passed away.
Your boss will be in the White House next week. What advice would you give him before he meets Mr. Trump?
Micheál Martin is a very well-experienced Taoiseach. I think he's nearly one of the longest-serving TDs in Dáil Éireann, vast experience, number of ministries. He'd be well able to work with President Trump. I remember I was in Vietnam and Cambodia for the St. Patrick's Day visit last year, and on the front page of the local, the national paper was the picture of Micheál Martin and President Trump. Micheál Martin will be able to work with Trump. Ireland, as you know, has taken over the presidency of the EU on the 1st of July this year. I think this is the ninth time we will have the presidency of the EU, and I'm sure that will come up in discussion with President Trump. But as I said, Micheál Martin is a very experienced politician. I'm sure that we got on exceptionally well.
The cup. Very strong connections between Ireland and the US, with over 300,000 people employed, foreign direct investment companies from the US. Reading recently, 40% of corporate tax came from three big US companies. Is this a worry for the Irish government?
No, not really. Galway has benefited a lot from that. There's a lot of US multinationals, pharmaceutical companies based in Galway, given I think up employing up on 30,000 people in the vicinity of Galway. Look at they chose in Ireland as their base for the simple reason we have an educated workforce. I think, and that stands to the free education that we give to our young people. And I believe if you invest in your young people, invest in college, you will reap the rewards. And we've done that. Ireland, as you know, is the only English speaking country now in the EU. The EU is the biggest trading bloc in the world. So a lot of these companies use Ireland as a stepping stone into Europe. As I said, it's an English speaking. We have a low tax, corporate tax rate. And look, we do benefit from them. I'm not hearing many talks, if any of them make many plans to move from Ireland. So hopefully that will continue and will continue to invest in Ireland. We are getting a lot still of inward investment from multinational companies still coming into Ireland.
Yes, I just heard some new company involving AI are creating 200 new jobs in Dublin in the foreseeable future. Irish culture, a big week ahead now. Jesse Buckley will be flying the Kerry flag at the Oscars. But Ireland next week, you know, we get this massive publicity around the world for our music, our song, our dance and screen. Not many countries in the world gets the same publicity the Irish do on St. Patrick's Day.
No, they don't. You don't see the St. George's Day St. George's Day celebrated around the world, or Bastille Day, or the July 4th. St. Patrick's Day is celebrated all over the world. I had the privilege and honour of turning the Sky Tower green last night in honour of St. Patrick's Day here in Auckland. As I said, 38 ministers travel around the world. There's 70 million, I think, plus people claim Irish heritage. Well, as I said, the Irish people here, they're the people that travel abroad. They're the people that keep the culture alive, keep the tradition alive. That's a great opportunity for Irish ministers to go abroad, to sell Ireland, to sell what Ireland has to offer. Ireland is a great little nation on the periphery of Europe and the west coast of Europe. But John F. Kennedy said in 1963, when he was in Eyre Square, he said, on a clear day, if you looked out across the Atlantic, you could see Boston. But unfortunately, we don't get too many clear days in Galway, but hopefully that will improve. But look, it's an opportunity to sell Ireland, promote Ireland, and it's the diaspora abroad that we have to thank for that. As I have seen here in New Zealand when I came here to represent the Irish government, as I said, it's a great honour. But I tell you, it's the permanent ambassadors here. They're the true people that keep the tradition and the culture alive.
We're both in our Galway colours here. Talk a bit about sport. Big weekend with Ireland playing Scotland and rugby. Irish soccer team still in with a chance to qualify for the World Cup. But let's get back to real matters. Galway, are we going to win All-Ireland anytime soon in hurling and football?
Well, the footballers seem to be doing a bit better at the moment. Micheál Donoghue is back again with Galway. He did win an All-Ireland Cup recently. I know Micheál well, and I've discussed it with him. It's the Bindon process at the moment. He's trying out a lot of new blood, young lads. You have to bring in the new with the old for the experience to give a bit of training to the inexperienced players, and he's trying that a lot, and that is going to work out big for him. When we win the All-Ireland this year, I don't think so in hurling. I think it'll be another year or two before we could achieve that. The football, maybe. And I do have to say one thing about the football, and you from
East Cork, Aaron Kilburn, our girls are a team, a lawyer,
a great football area and a great football lady football team as well. But when they brought in the new rules, I have to say it really changed and turned around football. Football was practically on its deathbed a number of years ago. People were given out about it. People weren't very impressed with the games. It was practically turning out like soccer, continuously passing the ball, refusing to go for a score. But with the new rule now and the two-pointer, it has really turned the game around, and it is a very exciting game. And I do enjoy the game of footballs now. And hopefully we'll see you back in Croke Park when we lift.
Is that a nod to get a few tickets for me? Good man.
Don't worry. I normally pick it for you for in the All-Ireland final.
Right. Well, I got Brambles here in New Zealand. It's not the Lee McCarthy or Sam Maguire Cup, but we've got a big cup here. You're presenting to the victorious Irish Barbarians tag team. But before you go, a final chance to send a message to the Irish community in New Zealand as we approach St. Patrick's Day.
Well, for an awesome event, and Shaw, delighted to be out here to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. I'm in the parade tomorrow, Sunday. I'm meeting the Speaker of the House at the Speaker's Lunch on Tuesday, and I'm meeting the Minister for Agriculture, having a bilateral with the Minister for Agriculture on Wednesday. But all I can say to the Irish people here, as a minister of the Irish government, I'm very proud of them. I'm very proud of what they achieved, and to see what they're doing here today in Auckland to celebrate an Irish Day, as they call it. They're telling me there could be 500 or 600 people here. Came and a lot of them are first generation Irish, a lot of them are second and third and fourth generation Irish, and it's a credit to them, and keep up the good work.
Near all and more in the county Galway, up Galway, one pleasant evening in the month of May, I spied a damsel. She was young and handsome, her beauty fairly took my breath away. She wore no jewels, no costly diamonds, no costly diamonds, no paint nor powder, no, none at all. But she wore a bonnet with a ribbon on it, and round her shoulders was a Galway shawl. We kept on walking, she kept on talking, till her father's cottage it came into view. Said she, come and sir, and meet my father, and for to please him play the foggy Jew. I played the blackbird and the stack of barley, Rodney's glory and the foggy Jew. She sang each note like an Irish linnet, and the tears remained in her eyes of blue. Everybody, she wore no jewels, no costly diamonds, no paint nor powder, no, none at all. But she wore a bonnet with a ribbon on it, and around her shoulders was a Galway shawl. Was early, early, all in the morning, I hit the road for Auld Donegal. Said she, goodbye, sir. She smiled and kissed me, but my heart remained with her Galway shawl. One last time, she wore no jewels, no costly diamonds, no, no paint nor powder, no paint nor powder, ah, no, none at all, no, none at all. But she wore a bonnet with a ribbon on it, and around her shoulders was a Galway shawl. Shoulders was a Galway shawl.
Thank you.
Daniel O'Donnell there, and the Galway Shoal. And of course, that song is all about an area very close to where Minister Grealish grew up. He's independent TD for Galway West and lives near Old Moor. So it was great to catch up with Minister Grealish, Ambassador Connolly, and also to Cara Walsh. Cara works in the Department of Agriculture, and great to see Carol. He's from Ballyhaunis in County Mayo. And Carol, hopefully you and the Minister are safely on your way back to Ireland now. You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. Right, having a look at Gaelic games, and we're coming down to the wire in terms of the hurling and football leagues. And our Gaelic games coverage is brought to you here with the support of GAA Plus. So if you want to log on and be able to watch pretty much all of the games live throughout the summer months, you get 365 days access for a year-long subscription, which costs €135. And there's a monthly payment plan if you want to do that. So the website is gaaplus.ie. All the information is there. And as a Galway man, I didn't watch the game, but they had a good win over Monaghan at the weekend in Division 1. Roscommon upset Donegal 220 to 20 points. Kerry put a stop to Mayo's Gallop 229 to Mayo's 19 points. And our man beat Dublin 224 to 125. So Division 1, Kerry and Donegal are on top with 9 points each. Monaghan are demoted after that loss to Galway. Played 6 games, didn't win any this season. And either Galway or Mayo or Dublin could all drop down to Division 2 after this week's games. So it'll be interesting to see how they go. Galway are at home to Roscommon. Armagh are at home to Kerry. And Mayo and Roscommon are playing that game in Castlebar. And Monaghan playing Donegal. Jim McGuinness, Donegal manager, said he's not really worried about winning the league. And quickly going through Division 2, Meath are on top there, followed by Cork. They're both on 10 points each. And it looks like, well, Offaly are definitely gone down. They're on 0 points, no win. And so not good there. Division 3, Down will be promoted, possibly along with the Westmeath or the Westmeath Wexford in the battle there for who go up. And Armagh are Fermanagh down in the bottom, which is not a great place to be, because they'll be heading down to Division 4, which is led at the moment by Wicklow, and Waterford are stuck down the bottom there, so they won't be going anywhere. And in the Hurling Division 1A, there was one postponed game that was played last weekend. Tipperary beating Waterford 224 to 123. So Limerick are on top, along with Cork on 8 points, Galway on 6. And a couple of big games coming up this weekend. Cork against Offaly, Limerick, Galway, and Tipperary against Kilkenny. I'll run through some of the rugby scores when I come back at this next piece of music, which is The Ramblin' Irishman, one of the first songs that Dolores Keim sang when she joined Giordano back in probably the late 70s. And as I said, if you get a chance on the RTE radio programme, there's a fantastic interview by Dolores. And it talks about her career. And if you Google her, you'll be able to probably watch her farewell later this week. It'll be, I think, taking place in Carlisle on Thursday. But here she is with Giordano and Ramblin' Irishman.
I am a ramblin' Irishman. In Ulster I was born in. The happy hours I spend on the banks of sweet Loch Erin. For to live poor I could not endure, as others of my station. To Mary Kay I sailed away and left this Irish nation. With my darling
Yes, the wonderful voice of Dolores Cain. And there she is with the Ramblin' Irishman. And we'll have a couple more songs from Dolores before the end of the programme tonight. And the programme you're listening to, it's Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. As I said, great day at the Irish Club yesterday, and mass concelebrated by Father James Mulligan and Father Paddy Cain. Came from the famous Mulligan family from County Fermanagh, and it's great to catch up with Hugh. And Hugh has given us me and Brian Sheridan and a few other people, Patrick Dean, a great lesson on how they came to New Zealand, how the whole family all ended up here. I think it was it eight, maybe 10 boys rather than one girl, but maybe 8 boys, 1 girl. But Hugh is a long time listener to Ireland Calling, never miss it. So Hugh, lovely to meet you yesterday. And great to see you looking fit and well. And thanks again for your long-time support here to my programme. Always remember meeting you along with the late Jim Gallagher on my first visit to the Irish Club when I came here back in 1989, the old Irish Club that was in Great Knock Road then. But, of course, beautiful facilities out there now at Rocking Up Bowling Club. And great kitchen there, great food there yesterday, and it's been voted as a great place to get a Sunday roast. So if you're looking for a nice Sunday roast, why not head along to the Irish Club in Auckland? Well, Ireland almost won the Six Nations at the weekend. They beat Scotland, and every person in Ireland was cheering for England as they played France. And a victory for England would have given Ireland the Six Nations Championship. And we were looking good up to the 79th minute until France were awarded a penalty, which their ace kicker, Thomas Ramos, kicked over. And so France won that game by 2 points and won the championship. But overall, I think Ireland very happy to end up in second place this year. France were probably the most exciting team. And of course, France and Ireland will be here in New Zealand in July. Ireland are playing the All Blacks at Eden Park. Tickets are on sale now on the 18th of July. They're selling fast. And the week before, 2 weeks before that, France will be playing the All Blacks at the new stadium down in Christchurch. Good news for Irish rugby fans, with Bundy Aki inking another extension to his contract that will take him through to the World Cup at Jamison Gibson Park. Is a 2-year extension along with some Dan Sheehan, but no word yet on whether James Lowe will be re-signed. But it was fantastic to see Andy Farrell bringing in a lot of new players for this championship, and you know, maybe it might be time to rest some of the older ones and kick them in tune for the World Cup next year rather than bring them down here this year. But certainly great result for Irish rugby. And we're back now to the United Rugby Championship and the Heineken Cup. Of course, only one team left in the Heineken Cup, Ulster or Leinster, with Munster and Ulster out. And they're in the lesser cups, the Challenge Cups. And the Irish under 20 team, they won their Triple Crown as well after a shaky start. So that's it. That's about it now for another edition of Ireland Calling. I hope you enjoyed my tribute to Dolores Cain on the programme tonight. And we're going out with an appropriate song here. It's called Until We Meet Again.
Till we meet again, I wish you well. I hope your light shines easily. And when we meet again, it doesn't matter how we've done. On Corrupt Side, I'll see you for the wrong. You may struggle, you may toil to support the walls around you. Pool of light shines on you. Till we meet again, I wish you well. I hope your light shines easily. And when we meet again, it doesn't matter how we've done. On Corrupt Side, I'll see you fall.